What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Women in Worship podcast, season 3. This is Bethany, and I am so excited for what is up ahead this season. We've got some incredible guests, some even better ideas, all that really came from you guys. So just know that as you interact with us in CNC groups or the social media platforms that we have, we are listening and we are doing our best to bring you guys some brand new, fresh resources and encouragement to hopefully equip you in your journey with the Lord in worship. Ahead today, you're going to hear just really a short segment of our heart for really what women in worship is. We still get this question from time to time, and as we're continuing to grow, we want to make sure that we keep vision right out in front of us, that everybody knows that we're here to link arms. No one left out, no one left behind, and we want to do this together. So here is Lee and I having a conversation about who we are and what we feel like lies ahead. Take a listen.
So we want to just explain again who we are and just give you a look into what we do and what we feel that God has called us into. So yeah. What you got, Bethany? Lead us into that.
That's a loaded question. So it's really interesting. We've been around for just a little while, so not too terribly long. I mean, it's always reasonable for people to ask who we are and kind of what we're doing. But honestly, Women in Worship exists for community and conversation. And so if you're around our socials, if you're around any of our people, and it's been an incredible year because we've really kind of grown into this worldwide entity of encouragement, which was really the whole idea from the beginning, was that we found, as women who'd been in ministry for quite some time — we will not give numbers, but women who've been in ministry for quite some time — it's kind of sometimes you look around and go, where is everybody? Like, meaning, are there any other women that that are experiencing the same things same kind of mental back and forth? I don't want to say struggles, because it's not a struggle, but the mental back and forth of family to ministry to calling to responsibility. And so honestly, it's been incredible to see over the last couple of years being able to give space for just conversation, not condemnation, not negative, not anything other than, hey, I just kind of need help or encouragement, or honestly just want a group of people to love on. So that's kind of my 30,000 foot explanation of Women in Worship. What about you?
You know, in the beginning of Women in Worship, when Bethany and I were talking about launching it and what it looked like, we had this visual that we really haven't used, but it sums up what we're all about. And I can just see us linking arms with one another and marching in the same direction. Mm-hmm. You know, like, even though we might disagree or on way things are done or whatever, but we have a unity of heart to speak what God is saying and to minister and to love on the ladies that come into Women in Worship. It's completely about just what God is saying, how he wants us to move forward with this, and how the encouraging word, you know, our scripture that is Lord Jesus, help me, 2 Thessalonians.
Yes.
No, it's 1 Thessalonians.
Yes. It's Thessalonians. So be encouraged.
5:11. And we pulled it out of the message translation. And it talks about how we're going to do this together. We're going to keep moving on together. No one left out and no one left behind. And I remember, as a younger worship leader, I became full-time at 24, and I was leading women who were 20 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And I just remember not having anyone to turn to. Mm-hmm. So now that we're a little bit more seasoned in age, but also in experience, I feel a weight. As Bethany, I'm sure you feel the weight to impart and to encourage and say, hey, you have this. No matter what stage of life you're in, yeah, younger, older, you can do this. And God has called you to it. And we just want to be there to link arms and to help you walk through it
Yes, 100%. Two things on that. First, I know that in our groups, which we can talk about here in just a minute, but like our community and conversation groups, you'll hear us call those CNC groups. But something I've heard several times in this last year is a lot of women are struggling with the idea of, I think there's this like mantra that's like, no age on the stage. Mm-hmm. It's something like that. But I think what's incredible, first of all, that's not true. That's not true. Let's just lay that right there in front of you.
Or but I might be off the stage if it was true. Yeah,
right. Right. But there's value, just like you said, you were wishing or hoping that there were other women that were walking the same road ahead of you, and just where we were, and by a process of here's my life, there weren't a lot of those for you to put your head on a swivel. So the cool thing about this community is giving women that might even have that in the back of their mind. I'm getting older, don't really have a place. That's not true. This is a place for you. And then the second part is I had an incredible conversation with a young worship leader yesterday. She's just turned 20. And her question, as we were just checking in with one another, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? New place, new space, new people. Her question was, do you have any thoughts on how I can love on and lead people that are older than me? Mm-hmm. And that are, they're walking through things I've not walked through yet because I'm just getting started really with adulthood and life,
yeah.
Which A, if that's you and you're asking that same question, great job. Mm-hmm. You set yourself up spiritually and postured your heart into a place where people can speak into you and love on you and really give you some creative and constructive feedback for you to not be successful in ministry, but honestly to pastor well.
Yep.
But also understand that this is also a place for you to be able to learn and grow and honestly teach us, mm-hmm. Impart some wisdom to us and help us understand how we can love and learn and grow the generations behind us well.
Yeah. So, hey, and on the flip side of that, I was talking to someone who was 51 yesterday.
Yeah.
Who was like, I just have this, sometimes I feel like I'm aging out and I don't know what to do. And so we talked through that conversation. So, and it goes both ways, you know, the young and the old. And I think what God is doing and wants us to do in unity is come together and work those things out together.
Yes.
How we can do it. And thank the Lord. I will say this. She has a worship director that she said, is it time for me to get off the stage? And that worship director looked at her and said, no way. So I don't know who that worship director is, but props to leaders that actually understand that age is really just a number.
Yeah.
There's so much that I have to offer, that she has to offer, Bethany, and so much, honestly, that a 20-year-old can offer.
Yeah.
So
I love it. I love it. It reminds me of just the story. Lee and I sat under the same pastor's wife for quite some time when we first became friends, and shout out Miss Sheila. And I remember Miss Sheila talking to us one afternoon about the idea of, and what she was doing was encouraging the women within our church. There are Marys and there are Elizabeths, mm-hmm. however you pluralize Elizabeth. But she was talking through the fact that there are people that are going to prophesy, you know, that Elizabeth was, hey, this is the Lord. That's the Lord inside of you. She knew that and was spiritually discerning enough to even call that out. And then there are Marys that are willing to be brave enough to set their lives up to carry the mission forward.
Yeah.
And we got to have each other. And that's really what this whole space is, just to bring it back to the Bible a minute. I love that story. And I love just the picture of women supporting women, because we live in a culture a lot of times where that's not the case. And maybe some of you guys are at a church where you wish maybe the culture was a little different, or you wish that women were a little more in sync together. What would you say to gals, Lee, that have women on their team that maybe they wish there was a little bit more of a cohesive dynamic? Can we say that? Was that nice enough? We want everybody to get along. That's what I'm trying to say, but I was trying to be nice about it. What what would you say, like, what's your go-to on how to create like a unity dynamic between women among a group?
Well, I think first of all, it's the security in who God has made you to be. And, you know, the we talk about comparison so much that it's almost like, oh, again, but it is a constant battle.
Yeah.
It is a constant. And in the world that we live in where things are done, you want them done quickly. You want them solved quickly. You have people's families and what they're doing plastered in front of you on social media, that it sucks you into a world that really isn't reality. And yeah. So I would say, I'm not saying get off social media. I'm saying put it down and figure out who you are. So mm-hmm. because the Bible talks about, you know, you want to be the fragrance of who Jesus is wherever you go. And right. that is something that people catch.
Yeah.
It's really not, you know, we hear, Bethany, we hear where we are. Culture is not taught, it's caught.
Right.
So you are to be, I am to be the example of that. Now, first of all, you pray.
Yeah.
You pray. And honestly, you come against any disunity that you have on your team. You have spiritual territory where you place your foot within God's kingdom. He's saying, hey, take that authority, use right. it, pray against it, pray for unity, because that's what God wants us to be.
Yeah.
So I would say pray. I would say learn who you are in Christ so you can live out who you are with complete and total confidence because of who he's made you, not because of your gift and your abilities. All of our giftings and abilities are very different. Like, I don't sing like, you know, such and such over here. Right. So I can't walk off stage and beat myself up. I am only responsible for honing those gifts, but God gave me what he gave me.
Yeah.
So I have to come to realize, you know what, God, I trust you that you gave me what you gave me for a reason. Yeah. Now I'm to steward it, right? We're to take care of it with discipline. But to say, you know, the Bible says we live, move, and have our being in him.
Right.
And so we got to remember that what he's given us that because he loves us, and we are just to use that to our best ability. And yeah. so I would say prayer, learn who you are in Christ. And then honestly, pray. I mean, come against the disunity of, because that's not God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got good. And women are catty. We know women can be catty. So we really have to squash that kind of stuff. Where I work now, the guy who brought me in said, I'm hiring you to squash drama. I was like, yes, I can do that. So awesome. I don't know. What would you say, Beth?
I love that. Pray, find out who you are. And something that I was sharing with the gal yesterday was just try to create an environment yourself. That lends towards encouragement. Mm-hmm. So whether that's a small group, a Bible study, a Taco Tuesday, a coffee meetup
yep.
once or twice a month, whatever that looks like, give people more reason to be together in unity
yeah.
than less reason so that the cattiness can begin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think, yes, spiritually first, take it on, because a lot of times it's a spirit of division, or it's a heart, or it's a wound, or it's coming from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But I would also say proactively, like from a physical standpoint, create space where people can actually enjoy each other.
Yeah,
because we're doing ministry, and it's hard. Ministry post pandemic is hard. That's another podcast.
Yes, it is. Rebuilding, figuring all that out is a total
coming soon. But I'll tell you this, the more that we can be intentional as leaders, and honestly, just as believers, about creating space where people can be together, I think mm-hmm. it's a win across the board.
Yeah. And champion each other. I mean, that's the whole,
yes.
Like if you deal with comparison, then you champion the person that you're having. I mean, I'm telling you, you yes. counteract.
Yes.
You counteract and you say, you know what? I wish I'd have had that opportunity, but you yep. know what, God, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to be pleasing to you. I'm not going to worry about my own, whatever emotions and feelings. I'm going to please you first. And I'm going to say, hey, you know what? That was awesome.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, it releases you. There's freedom. There's freedom in it. I say that because I've had to do it before.
Yes. Same. And I it honors the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Like it honors the Lord. It honors the Lord to look at someone that you find yourself comparing your whole ability to and saying, hey, that was amazing. I am instituting myself as your personal cheerleader. I might have done that several weeks ago. We had this kind of conversation within our staff, and I texted one of the girls on our staff and I was like, I'm officially your personal cheerleader. Get over it. You'll love it eventually. But from here on out, I'm in your face. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, the more that we can be intentional with that, we're combating darkness with honestly the way it was supposed to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love it. Hey, I cannot wait for this season of the podcast.
It's going to be great.
We're
in it together, guys. Just like the scripture says, and to wrap it up, it says, I know you are encouraging one another, but keep on doing it.
All right, friends, there you have it. First episode of season 3, Women in Worship, who we are and where we're going. Hey, we hope you enjoyed this episode, and we would love to ask you that wherever you listen to your podcast, could you do us a grand gesture by liking, subscribing, or commenting, whatever those options may be. Each time you do that, you're helping other people find the podcast, and you're really not just encouraging us, but really giving us more ideas of how we can better resource and encourage you in the journey. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. We hope you stay tuned, and we can't wait to share season 3 of the Women in Worship podcast.